Every Woman is a feminist show about women and girls making a difference and the men who support us. As 50% of humanity and 53% of eligible U.S. voters, women are not a special interest group, and every woman should work and vote toward nothing less than 50-50 participation in the social, political, economic, and environmental arenas. The views and opinions expressed on Every Woman are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent those of Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, KKFI staff, volunteers, board, or management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Every Woman. I'm Amy Bell. I'm here with Sharon Lockhart. We've got Fiona Nulling and Una Nulling in the studio with us today. And our guests are Linda Zappula, who's a SCORE mentor, an adjunct professor of marketing, business consultant, and a community volunteer. And Martha Childers, who's a licensed professional counselor and the owner of Childers Counseling Services, winner of American Small Business Championship, and sponsored by SCORE. So we're talking about mentorship today, and who's the mentor and who's the mentee? Do we have a mentor-mentee relationship here?
Linda's my mentor.
Okay, and what kind of mentorship program is this?
It's a small business mentorship program. We offer a mentoring or counseling service, which I try to clarify is not consulting. So we don't do the work for our clients, but we serve as an objective sounding board. We provide resources, ask questions, help them develop a business plan, explain about license requirements, pre-finance planning, and think about what it takes to run a business. Our job is to encourage clients, maybe providing a reality check, that there are people who would really pay for their idea, teach them some of the basics of running a business.
And Martha, how did you hook up with Linda?
Well, I submitted an application on the SCORE website, which is, Linda, do you know that by heart?
KansasCity.score.org.
And under there, I think there's a little button to push to find a mentor, and it's very simple to fill out the form, and I submitted it, and about 2 weeks later I got contacted by Dr. Teen, and frankly I was really intimidated because he teaches over at UMKC Dental School and he has his own dental practice in Overland Park, and I thought, wow, I didn't anticipate getting such high quality mentors. And we met. He talked with me for an hour and a half and figured out that I needed a marketing expert. So he passed the baton to Linda. And Linda has been helping me switch my thinking to trying to develop relationships with places like doctors, attorneys, that can refer psychiatrists, that could refer clients to me. And she's also helping me, guiding me, and developing a marketing plan.
Now, Martha, you've been on the show before, in fact, a couple of times, I think.
Right.
And I don't even remember our topics we discussed. Do you remember at the time?
Well, I remember the last one was on money.
Okay.
I do remember that, the psychology of money and women.
Which is a real issue for many, many women, and men for that matter.
Right.
So how have you benefited from this? Because you've been in counseling. You've been a counselor for a number of years.
Right. I've had my practice for 3 years, and I realized I really needed some help to grow. And it has really helped me so much to change my thinking, basically, and to identify the kinds of work that I need to do in order to build my practice. Like, for instance, Linda really encouraged me to identify two populations that I would serve, and one was multicultural. I love doing multicultural counseling, and couples, so that I can market to those populations instead of the whole list that I had before.
One of the interesting things that, Linda, you said was that is part of the mentoring process is to convince people that someone would actually pay for their idea. Is that a common way for an entrepreneurial journey to start? Is that a women thing? Is that a men thing? It's fascinating.
I think it's a business thing, not men or women specific. People say, I have this great idea, and I ask the question, who's going to want to buy it? And they say, everyone. But there is nothing that everyone is going to buy. And if you try to market to everyone, effectively you're marketing to no one. Because you want to speak a language that is relevant to the person, the individual. So when Martha says, I'm interested in multicultural counseling, she might use different words than if she's talking about some other kind of counseling. You were talking about money. You'd use entirely different words talking to somebody who was interested in learning how to handle or manage their money better than you would in talking to couples looking to improve a relationship. So marketing is about who's the target customer and what do you know about them and how do you speak in a language that will compel them to come to you to fill their need, their unfilled need.
And I think everyone finds it difficult to promote themselves. It's just difficult.
Yeah, I think it's particularly difficult for women in our culture and perhaps many cultures because we're really taught to not promote ourselves and to be advertisement for our husbands or men. And it is challenging to get out there and say, hey, you know, this is what I do and I'm good at it and I love doing it and I love to help you.
Well, and it is really hard to ask for money. But that's what we're going to do here is it is time for us actually to ask for money. And possibly after we ask some money, maybe you can give us some pointers on whether or not we're actually reaching our target audience here, because this is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, asking for money is the first step in running a business because it takes money to pay the bills, pay the electricity, buy the equipment, pay the staff.
And we do have some nice, expensive, cool equipment here that we have to keep running with your donations. And we are a 100,000-watt radio station. That means we are consistently broadcasting with 100,000 watts. If you pay an electric bill, you might have some idea of how pricey that can actually get, because those are actual watts, like you pay for at your house. So once every, 3 or 4 months, we stop and we ask you to help us make that light bill, to support this programming that is dedicated towards women and feminist ideology, nestled right among all these other wonderful programs on Saturday afternoon. You have this continuous, progressive, diverse block of programming, and we would like you to help us keep that on the air. And the phone number is 888-931-0901. We have a modest goal of $750 this hour. Help us meet that goal. Help us keep this station alive and help us keep every woman broadcast to you every Saturday.
And, you know, I might also add that the programmers at KKFI are so open to the community, because we are a community radio station, that you can actually contact the programmers at KKFI with an idea for a show, a topic, a guest idea, and most people will be very receptive. I would say everyone would be receptive to that. We have gay and lesbian programming, transgender, urban programming, Jaws of Justice, labor, women, ecology, and there are all kinds of experts out in the community that could come on the air and share their knowledge with our listeners. And we're open to that because it is a community radio station and we want to hear the voice of the community. So to make that continue to be possible, the phone number is 888-931-0901.
And, you know, there is no other programming like this in Kansas City. There is no other station that gives a dedicated hour and a half to feminist views and news like we do on KKFI, with Wings followed by Every Woman every Saturday afternoon. And Every Woman in particular, we have phone lines open, we have community discussions, and we address topics that might not make everyone comfortable. And that's what's important, is that this is really giving an extra push to expand viewpoints, to see this feminist way of views, and to challenge your own thinking, or some of you listeners to validate your own thinking.
And right now we would like for you to call 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. And we just had a guest from 10th Voice leave and tell me that he's regularly in his car every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And he loves listening to the show because we are giving a voice to regular people out in the community and hearing their stories. And we've been doing that for years.
But I think the number one reason why you should donate to KKFI right now is because KKFI provides all this wonderful, unique programming. And in the meantime, the mainstream media is just apparently kafifu. So we're not.
What was that word?
We are bringing you real community. C-O-V-F-E-F-E.
Okay.
We are not bringing kafifu. We are bringing real community news. So if you'd like to avoid all the kafifu, call 888-931-0901.
That was great, Amy. And we do have some people to thank. We can thank Martha Childers, who is a guest today on our show, and Dave Davis for calling in with a pledge. And I think there are some others unnamed yet, and I do believe that we're $250 away, on the way to our $750 goal, so only 500 more to go.
So call right now, 888-931-0901, and ask about our thank you gifts. We've got lovely t-shirts. We've got a concert that you could attend. It's good stuff. Call and ask about that, too. So, yeah. Linda, how are we doing on the targeting our audience to ask?
Well, the question is, why does your audience listen to this program or listen to this station? And you have articulated some of those things, so hopefully those words that you used resonated with them. I think you're talking about relevant topics, your reference to, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know how to spell it.
That's the first time I pronounced it.
She just made that up.
She did not make that up.
Is that a word?
I don't know that we want to get into that.
Oh, really?
Donald Trump tweeted it the other night, and it's been hilarious.
Oh, my God. Well, I missed it. I'm just not on top of it. Oh.
You know, one of the ways people can ask for money, and I encourage a lot of my clients, and Martha's business would be an example, to ask for referrals and say to their clients when they first start meeting with them, you know, the way I build my business is through referrals. And so if you are pleased with the way I've worked with you, with what you get out of this relationship, if what you got out of the product that I sell, I would love it if you could mention me to your friends or give me the names of people you think might benefit from my service, and I would call them and mention your name. So referrals and testimonials are a great tool for building business.
Referrals are the best business, absolutely. The best way to build a business, certainly. And they don't cost very much, actually. The word of mouth.
I'm very excited when I get referrals, especially from other therapists, because then I know that they respect my work. But I love referrals from anybody.
So SCORE is always looking for referrals. We are looking for two kinds of clients, or two kinds of customers, if you will, clients who we can help and build their business or start a business. And we're also looking for volunteers, other people who would work with SCORE as a mentor or serving some other function for the organization, because we're all volunteers at SCORE.
Does SCORE stand for something, since it's all capital letters?
Once upon a time, it stood for Service Corps of Retired Executives. We're not all retired anymore, and so now it's just a name. But it's still, people always want to know that.
And so, well, I'm glad I'm asking the relevant questions. Also, I wanted to know, Martha, what did you have to do to win this American Small Business Championship? What was required of you?
Well, I feel very fortunate because Judy Bumpus at the Women's Business Center, who taught the class that helped me write my business plan about 4 years ago, sent me an email and encouraged me to apply. She said, you just need to write something up. And I thought, well, I can do that. So I did. And I answered the questions, which after some decades, I have figured out that's what I need to do is answer the question. And I just sent it in and forgot about it. Then all of a sudden, I got an email saying I was a winner. And I was thrilled. I'm very excited.
And what did winning mean? What does winning mean?
Well, I got the recognition, of course, which was has been provided many more benefits than I anticipated. I've gotten significant recognition from my fellow therapists, from other entrepreneurs, other business owners, my networks, and the community at large has been very enthusiastic and supportive. There's been press and media, social media support, and of course I get to be on your show again.
And how many people got this award?
There were 102, two per state.
Oh,
and
wow.
And Washington, D.C. And it just so happens that the two winners from Missouri and the two winners from Kansas are all in the Kansas City metro area.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Did we have someone to thank, or did I dream that?
Well, we'll thank them when we do our next pitch.
Okay. Oh, I just always jump the gun. It's so exciting. You folks out there want to get us excited, call in 888-931-0901 because we can't wait to thank you. So this being a SCORE volunteer sounds like it's a commitment.
Well, the cool thing about it is you can do as much or as little as you want. I mentioned that we do this mentoring, and many of our volunteers, we have about 50 volunteers in the Kansas City office. Many of our volunteers do mentor and work directly with clients, but we also run the business of SCORE. The other service that we offer are classes, workshops about starting a business, expanding a business. Recently, people have been asking about social media, so we've added new classes in that area. But running the business of SCORE is what the volunteers do. So that could include working at our office. I work at our office two mornings a month. It's not a lot, but it's an opportunity to see who walks in. Occasionally, people don't go through the website to look for a client. They just walk in. And our office is located in a UMKC campus building, which houses a lot of agencies which support the entrepreneurial environment. And so we will often refer clients to other agencies or other organizations that might be more specialized for the kind of assistance they need. What's pretty special about SCORE is that all of our services are free to our clients. So the workshops are offered free, and the mentoring is offered free of charge.
I just wanted to ask, what kind of service did you find the most useful or maybe surprising? Because, Martha, you've had this business for a while.
Right.
What did you find? Oh, well, I can't believe I haven't done that before.
Well, I knew about SCORE for quite a while, and I'm kind of kicking myself that I didn't sign up when I first started my business. Linda is helping me with my marketing plan and helping me change my thinking about how to approach my business. And that is, and she's guiding me in that whole process. It's giving me more energy. She's donating her time to me, and so I feel like I need to do my part in this. And I'm writing a business marketing plan and working out more of the financials and all kinds of details that I don't really want to do, but I know I need to do it. And I'm so grateful to have that guidance so that I know what to do?
There are two things that I've really been coaching Martha to do. One is to be focused. So she serves a lot of different clientele, but if you're going to market, you can't market to everybody. You can continue to serve those customers, but I keep reminding her, she comes up with a great idea. That's terrific, but that is not what you told me was your priority. So I'm not setting the priorities. I'm working with her to have her set her priorities and then ask her to stay focused. And the other piece is to be consistent. So when we first met, I said, what have you been doing to get the clients you've had so far in these several years? And she enumerated a bunch of things that she did, all of which were basic marketing blocking and tackling. Good stuff, good thinking. But she did it and then she stopped because she wants to be a counselor. She doesn't want to be a marketer. And so it's a business challenge is to run your business and also do something like marketing.
So who is qualified to participate in the SCORE program?
That's a really interesting question. Many of us are retired from corporate America. Many of us have run a small business, but we go through quite a lot of training about how to be a mentor. So how to not tell people what to do, but help them articulate what it is they need and guide them on a path. One of the other things that we do as we go through our training is we sign a code of conduct. So one of the things that we promise is confidentiality. I'm not going to take the great idea that one of my clients brings to me and share it with someone else. Our goal really is to encourage our clients. And sometimes that means helping them understand that starting a business is not the right thing for them, or not the right thing for them now, or the business concept that they have needs to be tweaked. And so we try to make it safe for them to explore and make decisions that are right for them.
And what about the mentees? What qualifies someone to receive mentorship from SCORE?
Well, anyone can apply, and anyone can walk into our office and work with the SCORE volunteer who is staffing the desk that day. So there really is no qualification to become a mentee. Sometimes mentees don't like what they hear. Sometimes people come into the office and expect that SCORE is going to lend them money or give them money or facilitate a loan from the SBA, Small Business Administration. And so sometimes they go away thinking, well, that's not what I expected, but that's not what we do. We don't lend money. We are an affiliate of the Small Business Administration, and we work with them. We offer our workshops sometimes in conjunction with them as well.
Years ago, I heard from a woman who taught at the Missouri Extension Division about small business, and she said, I remember this so clearly, one of the biggest problems, as I think especially for women, is that they tended to use credit cards as a business startup, and that isn't a good plan, generally speaking. If you don't have money, you need to have some financial backing before you start a business.
We certainly encourage people not to quit their day job. Some people get very excited with their business concept and want to immediately go into it full time. So the purpose, one of the things we usually do initially is start to encourage a client to write a business plan. And there are some financial assumptions and projections that are part of a business plan. And we can help them understand where they have inconsistent thinking or where they are making assumptions that are really way too optimistic. If you expect that you're going to get 100% market share, that's just not going to happen. If you expect that you're going to get your maximum sales opportunity the first couple of months of starting a business, that's not going to happen. It's going to all flow in gradually over time. So if you can get it out of your head onto a piece of paper, people can react to it and provide some feedback that will help you understand that maybe you're not ready financially to start that particular business. Sometimes clients come to us and want to start a business in an area where they don't have any experience, and we'll encourage them to get a job in that category, in that industry.
That is amazing that there are so many good ideas out there, and yet how do you implement them and how do you go about starting it up? That is a real challenge.
One of the things I have found fascinating about being a mentor with SCORE is the variety of ideas that people have. And it's not my job to say it's going to work or not work. But I sometimes think I can't imagine who would buy this product, and we work on it, and lo and behold, there are people out there who are interested in any given product or service. And so that's a matter of understanding your customer. And the best product is one that fills a consumer need, an unmet need. And sometimes we don't realize that there's a need. I mean, who realized that you needed to have a camera in your phone? You know, that was a great business concept, but it was entirely unexpected.
One of the benefits of winning the American Small Business Championship was a full-day workshop in Dallas. All of our expenses were paid. All of the winners were there. It was so exciting to be in a room with people who had these amazing ideas. The woman to my left at the table was a civil rights attorney. The woman to the right had a business in Chattanooga, Tennessee for ghost tours. I mean, these are the kinds of variety that were there. It was just fascinating. They're making it work, and they've won these championships. So we were there all day, and even the guy who came up with the logo, the line, "What's the beef?" was one of our speakers, and the whole day was about marketing, and it was just fascinating. So I feel really fortunate to have won this.
Those marketing lines, those little golden things, of course, you can't expect that to be the outcome of all of your sessions, to have that kind of iconic one-liner. But is that one of the things that you talk about, is that messaging component of it, too? It's not just who you're targeting, but what you say, which seems like it gets really complicated with social media in the mix.
One of the things that I keep hearing Linda say to me is to describe, you know, what, for instance, a family attorney, you know, referring a couple, like, what would they tell their client to encourage them to come, so that I have to think about what words they would use and why they would do it. So finding those words is really challenging.
You mentioned how social media changes the way businesses and marketers behave. And a lot of clients will come in and say, I need to get onto social media. And I really have to remind them, who are you trying to talk to? Who's your target customer? And are they on social media? And if so, where are they? Because people say, I have to be on Facebook. But if you're a business-to-business marketer, maybe you don't have to be on Facebook, because that's not where businesses go to find resources and vendors. You might need to be on LinkedIn as an example. And so thinking about the language that your customers use and where they are, that's how you build a marketing plan. You need to communicate to them where they are, which might be via email. It might be via radio. So there's many different ways to continue to reach out to customers. And one of the nice things about direct marketing is that you can measure the impact. Sometimes you have to look at marketing as a global thing, but if you send a direct mail piece to somebody, you send an email, you know how many people open that email, and you know exactly how many sales you got or how many leads you got from sending out that particular email. And you can test things. You can test different subject lines. So that speaks to the catchy phrase. You can test a subject line that says free. And you can test a subject line that says, just for you. I mean, there's many different ways of doing testing in the marketing arena.
And the email marketing is easier to keep data than even a social media type of marketing. I mean, it just seems like it's overwhelming. I know that even as Every Woman, we do a certain amount of marketing via email. We send out emails. We send out Facebook announcements. We don't have a marketing team. This isn't a for-profit endeavor. We all have day jobs, so it's not quite as dedicated as if you had your own personal business that was your income source. But it gets very complicated, especially when as soon as a social media platform gets popular, everybody jumps ship to a new social media platform. And, you know, weighing the options of, do we need to have a presence on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Snapchat, Instagram? You know, so when does it stop?
I would encourage clients to select 2 or 3 social media platforms and not try to be on every one. You just can't keep up with it. And, you know, you mentioned Tumblr and Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter. You're expected to post on those kinds of platforms, not just daily, but hourly. And even businesses with paid marketers can't afford to do that. And you did mention, as a nonprofit, that you don't have a marketing function. And you may not have a paid marketer, but all nonprofits have to do some kind of marketing, whether it's to the clients that they want to serve or to the funders who they are reaching out to in solicitation of money to run the place. So don't think because you're a nonprofit that you shouldn't be marketing.
Well, I actually wasn't speaking for the station, because we can't speak for the station, just about this particular program. And, I mean, you're looking at the whole crew, and we just don't have a lot of time to do that for a... you know, we have day jobs.
Well,
it's tough.
And that's the challenge a lot of small businesses face, that they have day jobs, and they're trying to run their business, or even if they're doing their business full-time, they're not marketers. But you need to keep the customers coming in. You need to keep the process of reinventing yourself so that you're not next year doing the same thing you did this year and suddenly you're out of date. It's hard work. Maybe that's one of the things that SCORE shares with our clients as well, is that it's hard work to run a business.
Like updating a logo every now and then?
Oh, please. That's directed at
me. Once in a while.
That's directed at me. I have this logo that I love. She's the moon goddess, uh-huh. And I just think she epitomizes what women do, which is everything. Now, anyway.
And I'm just not so mushy.
She's just not into it. But I would love to have a stylized kick butt.
I was going to say, maybe there's a picture. More contemporary
I would love
graphic
to have.
Design of that same moon goddess that could satisfy both of you.
And you know, if somebody out there listening has an idea for us, we would love to hear from you. That's everywomankkfi@gmail.com. You can send us your ideas. We're also looking for show hosts to train for Every Woman. Same email, everywomankkfi@gmail.com.
Yeah, this is a real live community radio station, meaning it's for you, it's for your social group, it's for your friends and your family and those that you care about. And we make space for you here. Whether it be as a standalone show host or joining one of the shows that we already have, programming music, we even have comedy, we have public affairs like Every Woman, and we have news, we have just everything.
I think Maya Devine is going to be on, is it next week, to do Chinese astrology? Is it?
No, we haven't heard back from her. I would love to have her back. Did she tell you that?
She told me she's coming.
Next week?
I think it's next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she came last week, and it was a fantastic show.
Yeah, I've
just fantastic.
Amy, by the way, I've been several places, and people told me they heard the show and loved it last week. So
I have been telling all my friends that they need to go listen to that, because it was just such a fascinating story. If you missed last week, it is on the website. It is a very good show. But this is really just kind of an example of what community radio brings, is that these really interesting stories, voices of people that you're not going to hear otherwise. You're not going to hear them on mainstream media outlets, because what you're going to hear on mainstream media outlets is commercial. And sometimes it's hard to recognize just how deep that goes, what the commercialness of mainstream media is. That means that, you know, when Kathy Griffin did something silly this last week and advertisers decided that that was not something that they wanted to have. I think it was like Squatty Potty pulled out. But advertisers started pulling out. And CNN depends on those advertisers. And whether CNN agreed with Kathy Griffin or not, their hands were tied. They had to get rid of her. They had to get rid of her to maintain their profit margin. We don't do that. We don't have an editorial board. We don't have a group of people who tells us what we can and cannot say. We do not have deals with our underwriters about content. Not only is that not something that we would like to do, it's something the FCC forbids, and we are very, very independent because of this. We will never have a scandal that causes us to rethink what we broadcast. We are independent. We cannot be controlled. You will have a voice here, even if there is scandal, even if one of our advertisers doesn't like it. We don't have advertisers. One of our underwriters doesn't like it. You will still have your voice. Support that. It's 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. Independent voices are important now more than ever.
Call right now and help us meet that goal of $750. Now, did I understand that there was a caller that we were going to thank, or did I dream that?
Yes, we got a donation in from Gail James from Overland Park, so we'd really like to thank them for calling in today. And I'd just like to say how much I've enjoyed taking part in Every Woman and having the opportunity to be here and participate in the roundtable discussions. I remember last fall we had a drive with the League of Women Voters to get women registered in time for the election, and small things like that that reach out to the community can be very powerful in getting people involved in politics and getting them their voice.
Oh, and thank you to Gail James. She's one of the lead coordinators of the Women's Equality Coalition. And by the way, I think it's a good time to ask Fiona and Una, will you be our August 26th show on transgender like we did last year? We're going to try to broadcast off-site again. We talked about that. You don't have to answer right now, but I need to mention that while I'm thinking of it.
Yes, and it's good marketing to advertise it up front and give people plenty of lead time to know that they're going to be hearing that.
Great. August 26th, that's our Women's Equality Week show.
Well, and we're not limited in what we discuss in any way, which means that last week we can talk about Confucian gender roles. This week we can talk about business mentorship. In August we can talk about the transgendered community. But we've also talked about nuclear war. We've talked about the Hillary Clinton campaign. We've talked about fascism. We've talked about communism. We've talked about basically anything and everything that the community would like to discuss from a feminist viewpoint. And one of the things that I hear all the time when we ask, hey, do you have any suggestions for Every Woman? One of the first things that always gets said is, oh, well, I know this midwife. Or have you talked to Planned Parenthood? Now, mind you, these are all groups and individuals that we love having on the show. But there's a concept that women's issues are limited to women's reproductive capabilities, which is precisely what Every Woman stands against. We are not our bodies. We are our minds. And that is what you get on Saturday afternoons with Every Woman. We are our minds here. You are a thinking being, and you are a party to this conversation, and we are here for you. We are getting close to our $750 goal. We've got a matching donation that is going on right now. The next $125 that is donated will be matched. So you can actually double your contribution to keeping progressive, independent, community-oriented, feminist, liberal, crazy talk going on 90.1. And that is 888-931-0901. We don't have to call you a militant feminist or a radical or any of those names if you don't want us to, but we think that it's something to be proud of.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. It took me about 9 months, just like giving birth, to be able to say the F word, the feminist word, and that was about 27 years ago. And it's just amazing how scary that word is. As Linda said earlier, it scares some people.
Some people are turned off by it. They don't understand what it means.
And it simply means women and men are equal. I mean, look it up in the dictionary.
And donate to the cause. I mean, we need it now more than ever. That's what we're here for. We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for you. We're inviting you to partake in it. You can donate. You can come participate. Well, I will train you how to do this myself. And it is 888-931-0901. Give back to your feminist community. Now is the time. Help us meet this matching donation so that we get that extra $125 to help support KKFI and Every Woman. 888-931-0901.
And you can donate online at kkfi.org. Just be sure you write Every Woman in the comments line or the other show that you want to donate to, whatever show you want your contribution to go to, or split your donation. That's also true, that you can name two shows. And then the other thing I would like to say is, no matter how small or how large your donation, it will be appreciated and used judiciously by KKFI staff and volunteers. We try to stretch the money as far as we can, so everything you give is appreciated. That's 888-931-0901. And now to get back to our guests, Martha Childers and Linda Zapula. I can't want to keep some of these, say, like Zapista, Zap. So what, I don't know what. There's a shoe or something, isn't there? What am I thinking of? A rebel or somebody that I'm confusing that name with. But when you have people volunteer or come to SCORE, how long do you give them? A certain amount of time or hours, or how does that work?
So there's no limit to how many mentor hours a client can receive. We will work with a client as long and as frequently as it makes sense. Some of our mentors have been volunteering with us for 20 years and have clients who date back that far. They might meet frequently when they first are working on a business particular question, and then maybe check in once a year, once every couple of years. I've been volunteering now for 4 years, and I have a couple of clients who are maybe 2 years working with me, and we'll work together for 3 or 4 months, and then I won't hear from them, and then they'll come back. I have a client with whom I meet maybe every 3 or 4 months, and I'm kind of a sounding board for them. They're really running their business, but I am a resource that they feel free to reach out to. And we can work with clients by telephone. We can work with them at our office, which is, as I mentioned, at 4747 Troost. We can do email mentoring, and recently we've been starting video mentoring. So we can work with clients all over the country.
Linda, do people go from being a mentee to being a mentor?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, and that's really a fun activity. Sometimes people come to us as a client, and they are retiring, and they want to start a business, kind of a second career, but they've also got a lot of knowledge and capability to share with others, and so they then also take the training and become a mentor.
When I went over to the board meeting, I believe it was, mm-hmm. and I wanted to express my gratitude to SCORE and took some food for them, and I was just so impressed by the people there. And I thought, wow, it would be really great to be a mentor, just to be around these people.
That's one of the things that attracted me to volunteering with SCORE, is the quality of my colleagues. They have been professionals, as I mentioned, working in corporate America. Some of them have been very senior executives in large companies. Some of them have started businesses from scratch and are serial entrepreneurs. And we know what it means to sit on your paycheck until there's enough money in the bank to cash it.
That is, starting a new business is quite challenging.
It is. It's exciting. And it's wonderful to have the freedom to be my own boss. Of course, my clients are my boss, really, but I love having my own business.
Yes, there is a certain amount of freedom, and I think I'm quoting Mark Twain when I say it, you can be successful and own your own business, and it doesn't matter which, you and work half days, and it doesn't matter which half, the first 12 hours or the second 12 hours. I love that quote.
That's about right.
But you do get to control your hours. That's right. If you want to work from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning, you can do that.
Right. The other night, I stayed at the office until 9 o'clock. I usually work afternoons and evenings because that's typically when I see clients. And I thought, I've got to get this done because Linda's volunteering her time, and I've got to get this to her so she has time to look at it. So it was great to have that motivation to push ahead.
Well, Martha, how would people contact you for counseling? Should they have a desire to do that for the show today?
Well, they can find me on my website, childerscounselingservice.com, or they can call my phone number. Oops. I don't have my work number memorized because I don't call myself very often. It's 816-892-0803. And then I do have an email, martha@childerscounselingservice.com.
And Childers is C-H-I-L-D-E-R-S.
Correct.
And then if they want to reach SCORE, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, kansascity.score.org. They can call us. Our office hours are Monday to Friday, 9 to noon. So if you call in the afternoon, you'll be leaving a message. But that phone number is 816-235-6675. And then once you're working with a mentor, you would get information from that mentor and be able to call them directly, send them emails directly, and so on.
Okay. And what has been your favorite occupation, if you can share, that somebody came to you, the favorite idea or the craziest idea maybe?
Well, I had a client who was an art teacher, and she had a hobby, a side business, making cakes, occasion cakes, and she would create sculptures in decorating a cake. And so one of my personal passions is scuba diving, and I happened to show her a caricature that somebody had drawn of me with a scuba mask and tanks on my back, and she made me a cake with a figure on it that was me wearing a wetsuit, carrying a tanks on my back with all kinds of coral reefs. And so that was sort of an illustration of the customization that she could do in building her cakes.
That is impressive. I would love to see a picture of that.
I can show you a picture.
I would love to see that.
Show.
This is, radio is so important in, but this is one time where it would be good to have. We could post that. We could post that on our Every Woman Facebook page.
We could consider doing that.
Do you mind?
We have to make sure the client's okay with it.
Oh, okay. I hadn't thought about that. Well, that's something we'll look into because I'm just fascinated that somebody has that much talent.
Mm-hmm.
I can bake pies, but not cakes so much. And Martha, what has been your favorite thing when working with your mentor?
With Linda? My favorite thing is, I love relationships, of course. Being a therapist, we know that it's the relationship ultimately that heals. And Linda and I've only met maybe four times, but I've really enjoyed getting to know her, and I'm looking forward to getting to know her better.
Would you consider being a mentor down the road?
I think it would be exciting. I don't think it's a good idea for me to take on anything else right now.
Not at
but
this time.
I do think it would be really rewarding and fun.
Great.
Well, we've got about 8 minutes that you can become a contributor of Every Woman. And I just want to remind you that if you like sticking it to the man, I don't think there's any show in Kansas City that does it any better than Every Woman. I mean, we are really up there with sticking it to the man as far as the Kansas City metro area radio programs go. So if you want to stick it to the man...
Or I bet even if you're a man, you could donate, right?
Well, men stick it... Everybody can stick it to the man. We're just very good at it here on Every Woman. And to help us do that, it's 888-931-0901. We are still, we don't really know for how much longer, but it is still the era of Trump. And until it is no longer the era of Trump, we have a duty to keep real people's voices, real issues, with actual, real, I mean... I keep saying the word real. It didn't used to be a thing that you needed to brag about, but today...
You mean as opposed to alternate reality?
Exactly. There's this alternate thing that's happening elsewhere that is not happening here. And we need your support and your help to keep bringing the real version of things, not the alternate version of things, not the alternative facts... not the kufufu. We need this real straight talk, sticking it to the man like only every woman can. It's 888-931-0901. Your contribution is really what keeps us fighting. It's what keeps us broadcasting at 100,000 watts feminist points of view in an increasingly misogynistic national discussion.
Yes, it does appear to be getting tougher out there for women and gays and immigrants and Muslims. And it's just the hatred that is out there. And I can just only imagine the fear that some people are experiencing and the tragedy that has been unleashed, I think, by a certain president of the United States that the world is just aghast by. And KKFI is not afraid to talk about that.
And remember, this administration is led by an individual whose friends said he is a feminist because he only ever hired women to do lap dances for him.
Are you serious? I'm learning so much on Every Woman today. I can't believe it.
And you know what? Because this is Every Woman, we still support the women who want to make their money that way. I'm just going to say that.
Well, absolutely.
If you're making your money by what you were given at birth, you go right ahead. That's what Every Woman stands for, is literally every woman. We're not going to have people tell you what you can and can't do with your body. We're not going to have any man, whether it be president or not, telling us what we're allowed to do with our lives. And that's what Every Woman stands for.
That's a very important point. I was shocked because years ago when I was president of Kansas Now, a newspaper reporter called me and asked me a question about prostitution. And I said, I absolutely support a woman in her choice. It must be a choice. She must not be forced into it to be a prostitute. After all, if she can make a lot of money doing that, good for her. And it just really infuriated this male reporter.
Oh, no. So here's to infuriating male reporters, 888-931-0901. And I want to thank our guests today, Martha Childress. I can't say
Childers.
It. Childers. I can't. Sharon and I both have had this problem, and I think it's because we keep saying it wrong to each other. Martha Childers.
Childers. Like
Childers.
It doesn't really matter that much, but it's like children. Childers.
Childers.
Yeah.
And Linda Zappula for joining us today to talk about mentorship and SCORE program in particular. Tune in to Urban Connections coming up, and guess who's coming to Kansas City after that. And tune in next week for Every Woman. And remember, we can still take your donation, 888-931-0901.